Okay, we're back. So are you. Thank you for joining us again to the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast, brought to you by Good Hockey Podcast. We come out every Sunday and Thursday. As always, I'm Cal. I'm here with Chuck. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. I'm having a rough week in fantasy, getting absolutely blown out in the Good Hockey Fantasy League. I think I'm losing 10-4 in categories right now, so could be better, but yeah, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
In our keeper league, I'm having a typical week in the sense that I'm winning 9-1.
9-1.
And in the good fantasy hockey league, I have battled back from some adversity against the Markland Thrashers. At one point, the category split was 10-4, and currently we're looking at a 6-7. I actually have a game in hand for the rest of the day, so I'm excited to see how all this might turn out, because it really seemed hopeless early on in the week, and I had mentioned on the Stream Strategy that I was going to be using some of my picks, not on streamers, but to pick up some positional specialists,
yep.
Particularly McNabb, looking for those blocks. But, the dice kept rolling, and the numbers kind of turned out in my favor a little bit, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's actually a really close week, considering you were saying that pretty much everybody on your roster was, like, underperforming. Yeah, being down 10-4, that's a good comeback.
Seen a little bit of a bounce back. I have decided it is time to move on from Martin Natchez. He has been under replacement level for too long, and I'm not loving the second line deployment with the second PK. I'm just not seeing enough value there to be continue holding Martin Natchez, and I have let him go in both of my leagues.
That's a tough day.
I do see that he made the Stream Strategy list, so there might be some value out there for those of you that are looking to pick up a player. Okay,
indeed.
Stream Strategy is designed to help you maximize value in the upcoming NHL schedule. Streaming means picking up players for a short period of time, like an extra 2 or 3 games, to maximize starts. You really want to be aiming for players that are playing on off nights. Off nights are when less than half of the teams in the league are playing, so it's likely you'll have open spots on your bench, so it's likely you'll be able to get the starts. We've compiled a list of players we deem are worth consideration for picking up for this week. Let's jump right into the schedule, Charlie. Typical NHL schedule. We got Tuesdays, Thursday, Saturday as your on nights. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday as your off nights. Kind of a busy week, though, because even your off nights are looking quite crowded. Monday, 7 games. Wednesday, 5 games. Friday, 5 games.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sunday, 7 games. But the on nights are also busy. Tuesday, 8 games. Thursday, 10. Saturday, 11 games. So really going to be difficult to try and fit in anyone for that Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday isn't looking much better either. All right.
Just dive right in.
Teams with a good schedule. I'm going to go through the teams with good schedules first. Anaheim Ducks, 4 games, 2 off nights, Monday, Wednesday. Boston Bruins, 4 games, 4 off nights, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Put a big highlight right there. Calgary Flames, 4 games, 2 off nights, back-to-back, Wednesday, Thursday. Hurricanes, 4 games, 4 off nights, big highlight there. Blackhawks, 3 games, 3 off nights. Avalanche, 4 games, 4 off nights, big highlight there. Dallas Stars, 3 game, 3 off nights. I'm going to stop myself. The Colorado Avalanche have had some of the best scheduling
for
fantasy hockey over the past 2 weeks.
It's been amazing to stream from the Colorado Avalanche recently.
Yeah, Dallas Stars, 3 games, 3 off nights, back-to-back Monday, Tuesday. LA Kings, 4 games, 2 off nights, Monday, Sunday. That's a little interesting. Canadiens, 4 games, 2 off nights. New York Islanders, 4 games, 1 off night. Rangers, 4 games, 3 off nights. Penguins, 4 games, 2 off nights. Kraken, 4 games, 1 off night. Golden Knights, 4 games, 1 off night. So the best schedules of this week, we're looking at Boston, the Avalanche, and Carolina.
Indeed.
Bad schedules. Nashville Predators, 2 games, both of them on nights. Tampa Bay, 2 games, both of them on nights. Toronto Maple Leafs, 2 games, 1 off night. Winnipeg Jets, 3 games, all on nights, and they're difficult matchups. Let's get right into the streamers then, Charlie. You want to lead us off?
Yeah, from the Anaheim Ducks. First guy, rather, from the Anaheim Ducks is going to be Rickard Rakell. He's playing on their first forward line, first power play unit with no PK time. Season ranking of 286, rostered in 12% of leagues. Rickard Rakell has just been, he's playing on the Ducks and on their first line. They got a lot of firepower this year. They've been doing well recently. Also from the Anaheim Ducks, Hampus Lindholm. He plays on their first defensive line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. Season ranking of 254, rostered in 11% of leagues. Lindholm is a great pickup for this week. I think he's going to be a fantastic streamer. From the Boston Bruins, Craig Smith, first line, second power play, no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 368, rostered in 7% of leagues. Matt Greslick, first defensive line, second power play unit, no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 307, rostered in 34% of leagues. Last one from the Boston Bruins is going to be Erik Haula, season ranking of 304. He's on their second forward line, second PP unit with no PK time, and he's rostered in 11% of leagues. Boston Bruins are one of the teams that you're going to want to be really looking at this year, and I think that Erik Haula and Craig Smith are probably the two best value picks that you could get from them. From the Calgary Flames.
Yeah. Hold on, Charlie. Especially with this upcoming four-game week, all of them off nights. I mean, even without that, both Craig Smith and Erik Haula would be on my radar. There's been some line shifting out in Boston that has been the talk of the town and the hockey world, including the fantasy hockey world. Craig Smith has now become a resident on that first line with Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand. Doesn't mean that he's going to have some incredible production from here, but it does make him more fantasy relevant. And Erik Haula, who was definitely a big nobody, at least before being put on the same line as Taylor Hall and David Pastrnak, has certainly seen a bump to his value as well.
For sure.
Especially with this week, I don't think there could be a better time to try and take a flyer on a player like Erik Haula, where that season ranking is a bit low and the deployment isn't too fantastic. But I do see some value here, and I could see Erik Haula going on a bit of a unexpected run. So, yeah, I think Erik Haula would be my... both Erik Haula and Craig Smith, I would bold them and say those are my two most valuable pickups for this upcoming NHL schedule.
Right. Yeah,
there's some other value in these suggestions we'll get onto later, but I would say Smith and Haula are my top two.
Yeah. I got a few streamer recommendations from the Calgary Flames. First one's going to be Blake Coleman, playing on their second line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. He's got a season ranking of 201, rostered in 26% of leagues. Not exactly the most point-getting guy, but he'll get you shots, hits, and blocks. So any peripherals that you need, Blake Coleman's a good guy to aim for. Noah Hanifin, on their first defensive line, second power play unit, second PK unit. He's got a season ranking of 247, rostered in 6% of leagues. Just a great defenseman. Not the most fantasy relevant, but with the deployment that he has, I think it's worth at least taking a look at Hanifin for this week. Also, Mikael Backlund. He's on their second forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. Season ranking of 393, rostered in 10% of leagues. Nothing too exciting about Backlund, but again, just another guy to look at to keep on your radar. Carolina Hurricanes. It's a big team for this week. Got the four off nights. First recommendation that I have from the Carolina Hurricanes is Seth Jarvis, who's playing on their first forward line with Sebastian Aho. Second power play unit with no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 330, rostered in 4% of leagues. As you were saying, Calvin, Martti Natchez plays on their second forward line, first PP unit, and their first PK unit as well. Marty Natchez has a season ranking of 264, rostered in 53% of leagues. So it's going to be a little bit more tricky to pick up Natchez because that availability isn't really there.
He's super over-rostered, you know?
He is over-rostered, yeah.
And it's just because he had a really sick year last year where he was a rosterable player. But also in pre-draft rankings, he was a top 100-ranked player, I believe around the 80s.
Yeah.
Was his where people are expecting him to fall. And yeah, we're certainly not seeing that. I just don't really see a lot of value in Martti Natchez at this 53% roster point, even if he is a decent player. Yeah.
I mean, if he's available, I wouldn't hold him.
Go take a look. But I wouldn't be tripping over myself to try and make a trade.
No, me neither.
Charlie, really quickly, you have two stars besides Seth Jarvis. What's up with the stars? What do we need to consider with Seth Jarvis?
With Seth Jarvis, just that he's playing up in the lineup right now. He's not a resident first liner for them. So it is just like a good idea to probably keep an eye on Daily Faceoff or to go check it before you do pick up Seth Jarvis, because he could be moved down to that third line. But yeah, just for the time being, while he's playing on that first line, or while he's supposed to be playing on that first line with Aho, I think it's worth taking a look at him to pick up.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge consideration with someone like Seth Jarvis or even Martin Natchez, is that the Carolina Hurricanes lines, their forward lines, go through bouts of volatility where you'll see someone like Seth Jarvis play two or three games on the first line, maybe get a few points along the way, and then he'll just be buried in the bottom six for the next few weeks. And Martin Natchez has become more of a resident for that second line in Carolina, although there have been instances where I've seen him sneak down, and you see that ice time dip a little bit. Overall, it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth and not something I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
But we've talked a lot about these two guys. Jacob Slavin. Season ranking 173, rostered in 58% of league, first defensive line, second PK unit. I mean, kind of over-rostered, but season ranking at 173 is pretty nice. Like, he must be getting some kind of production, peripheral production, right?
Yeah, he's just got great plus-minus, takes a decent amount of shots, gets a good amount of blocks, and, you know, throws the occasional hit or two. So, you gotta love Jacob Slavin, especially 58% rostered. You know, there's a lot of availability there.
And you have a ton of availability for this next suggestion. I've never heard of this player, Jack LaFontaine. Season ranking 441, rostered in 1% of leagues.
Mm-hmm.
He is playing as the backup goalie in Carolina, and you have the note that he should get at least one start this week as the team rests Anderson. So keep an eye out on Daily Faceoff starting goalies page, because you might be able to sneak in a nice start for a good team with Jack LaFontaine.
Yeah. I like
maybe LaFontaine. That Senators game.
I'm thinking something like the Senators game. I just don't see the Carolina Hurricanes playing Freddie Anderson all four games this week. It just doesn't seem realistic to me.
So I guess I'm out of the loop. What's up with Ranta?
I think he's injured. I'm not sure what he did to get hurt, but as far as I'm aware, he is injured. And that's why he's
not on the lineup. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. All right, I'm moving over to the Colorado Avalanche, another team that you really want to keep your eye on with those four off-night games this week. First streamer, Valeri Nichushkin, season ranking of 243, rostered in 19% of leagues. He plays on the second forward line with Burakovsky and Kadri. He doesn't have any PP power play time, and he's got no PK time as well. Kind of interesting. Without getting the special teams deployments, but Nichushkin is still a good player, playing with Kadri, Burakovsky. Always some great opportunity for points there.
Yeah, he is. And picked him up last week to get a few games in him. Dude ended up getting stuck in COVID-19 protocol.
Yeah, terrible.
So I throw him on the IR plus spots. And I mean, I don't know. I think notifications on my phone are messed up because I am getting these notifications 1 or 2 minutes late. Like Brad Marchand was cleared to play. He got day to day after the game a couple days ago. And then so he was out. Right. So I'm going, oh, looking at Boston Media, they're saying it's so horrible. Put him on the IR plus. And I guess they have a game at 3:00 and at 2:58, I get a notification. Brad Marchand is in.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Like, that's when the notification came to my phone. I wasn't there at 2:58, so I end up missing out on a full Brad Marchand game last night. That wasn't too rough. Bad because he only got an assist and was -1. But
yeah.
Anyways, wait, hold on. I started talking about this because of Valeri Nichushkin, who was in the same position as Brad Marchand last night. I didn't get to pull him out of COVID protocol or out of the IR spot when he was activated off of COVID protocol, and he got a goal and assist last night, Charlie, as well as two shots, two hits, four blocks, plus one. Yeah, I really could have used those 2 points because I am behind the Markland Thrashers by only 4 points now.
Wow.
So, I mean, I just got to be better. I mean, yeah.
The app's got to be better. Yahoo Fantasy.
I'm saying all this because Nichushkin is... There's something there. Go check him out.
Yeah. I think Nichushkin's a great player. Probably one of the better streamers to look at for this week. Also from Colorado, Eric Johnson, season ranking of 129, rostered in 54% of leagues. He plays on their third defensive line with no power play time and second PK time. He just gets great peripheral points with this lack of deployment, which is why his season ranking is 129. He gets a lot of hits, lots of blocks, not too many shots, but if you're looking for something like that, Eric Johnson's the guy to go for.
Also, in the good fantasy hockey league, Eric Johnson is ranked 91, Charlie.
Yeah.
And he was up even higher early in the year because he got a few shorthanded points,
yeah,
which we do count in the good fantasy hockey league, and not a lot of people get shorthanded points, so it's kind of inflated his stats. But I was thinking about this earlier today, like at what point is Jack Johnson on a replacement level? Like what are the stats that are actually keeping him afloat in the good fantasy hockey league? I was assuming it was just the shorthanded points and that not a lot of other players get that. But over the past week, Charlie, Jack Johnson got me 0 points, -1, but 17 hits.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, there you go. This is the reason why I need to pick up someone like McNabb who can get me those blocks. Like Jack Johnson, my hitting specialist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Aside from Eric Johnson, also Jack Johnson. Season ranking of 598, rostered in 0% of leagues. He plays on their second defensive line while Byram is out right now. No PP time, but he does get first power... no power play time, but he does get first penalty kill time. So, you know, again, not great deployment, but second defensive line pairing with Sam Girard. Can't go wrong with that. Also, Pavel Francouz, season ranking of 117, rostered in 43% of leagues. Like, this should be a lot higher to me. I think he should be rostered in every league, to be honest. He's playing as the backup goalie. It's more like the 1B to Kemper, though, and he should get at least one game. The 1A?
Yeah, Francouz is the 1A and Kemper is the 1B, and fantasy owners don't want to face reality, but maybe I'm biased and I don't want to face reality, but I'm a holder of Francouz.
Yeah,
it's been a couple of weeks now. Too. Dude was a streamer and then just never left. He's ranked higher than like Robin Leonard in the Keeper League. Like Robin Leonard's in the 200s and Francouz is 100 something, but obviously a lot of considerations there in terms of volume. But yeah, it seems like Francouz is getting half the starts at least.
Yeah.
He's full on starting level. I mean, in the Keeper League, Charlie, a fellow manager dropped Jordan Binnington. And I was thinking, oh my God, I want to swoop in there and scoop him up right away. Looking through the roster, the person that I would probably be making that switch for is Pavel Francouz. And I didn't want to do it. I wanted to hold on to Francouz rather than take the risk with Binnington. His stat line is better. I mean, arguably, he's on a better team. Yeah, I'd rather go for Francouz than Binnington. It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't have much more to add on to that.
Yeah, Francouz is nasty.
Yeah. Looking at the Dallas Stars, got a few streamers here. Denis Gurianov, season ranking 270, rostered in 13% of leagues. He's playing on their second forward line, second power play unit with no PK time. Just a great skilled winger who's having some difficulty putting the puck in the net this year, but worth picking him up. He's playing with Jamie Benn and I believe Tyler Seguin once again on that second line. There's also Ryan Suter, season ranking of 339, rostered in 20% of leagues. He's on their first defensive line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. Great deployment for Ryan Suter. Probably worth taking a look at him. Jamie Benn has a season ranking of 184, rostered in 60% of leagues, which is going to make it really tough to pick him up. He's playing on their second forward line, second PP unit with no PK time. Also, John Klingberg, season ranking of 354, rostered in 69% of leagues. He's actually really over-rostered, but he plays on their second defensive line, first power play unit, no PK time. If you can pick up John Klingberg, it might be worth taking a look at him as a streamer. Moving on to the LA Kings. Got a few guys from the LA Kings, too. Got Matt Waugh with a season ranking of 153, rostered in 33% of leagues. He plays on LA's second defensive line, gets no power play time, and is on their second PK unit. Matt Waugh is a very similar player to someone like Eric Johnson, where he just gets hits and blocks, and a good amount of shots too. I think he averages about 2 shots on net a game. As a defenseman, that's impressive. Victor Arvidsson, season ranking of 157, rostered in 41% of leagues. He plays on LA's second forward line, their second power play unit, and has no PK time. Third and final streamer from the LA Kings is going to be Phil Deneau. Season ranking of 162, roster percentage of 21%. He's playing on their second forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. I like Phil Deneau's deployment. He's not the most point-getting guy, but he should be able to get you some hits and some blocks throughout the week.
Yeah, that's great value on Phil Deneau. Really low-key performance from him so far this year. I mean, I want to take back my earlier statement of Eric Halla and Craig Smith being the most valuable pickups. They might be considering this week's schedule just for streaming, but Phil Deneau has a good thesis here to become a keeper.
Yes,
I agree. Or a hold, I should say. And I just want to make a little note on Matt Waugh, or Roy, coming out of nowhere this year and relevant in every fantasy league I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great player, honestly. He gets all the peripheral points, you know?
Yeah, shouts out.
I've been holding him for a few weeks now in the Good Hockey Fantasy League just because, he gets me the blocks and hits that I need.
Charlie, you've found some streaming suggestions from the New York Rangers as well. Barkley Goodrow is ranked 266 on the season, 16% rostered, getting that second line deployment, no power play. There's something there, maybe. Ryan Strom, season rank 134, but rostered in 74% of league. I'm assuming that's because he's on a line with Panarin. Let me just double check that on daily faceoffs. I mean, that's way over rostered, right? Yeah, he centers
probably
Panarin and Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, 74% rostered. Kind of crazy. Ryan Lindgren. Season ranking 333, roster 9% of leagues, first line defenseman, no power play, but the second PK. So depending on your league, he might be a looker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New York Rangers are a tough team to stream from. Pretty much all their good players or anybody that you want to have on your team is already, you know, being held. Or it's like a Ryan Strome where the roster percentage is at a 74-plus percentage. Super inflated. It's hard to get them. Yeah, exactly. Pittsburgh Penguins have a couple of decent streaming options for this week, though. Kasperi Kapanen, with a season ranking of 181, is rostered in only 20% of leagues, plays on their second forward line, second power play unit. Unfortunately, no PK time. I like Kapanen a lot from the Penguins here, playing with Malkin again. There's also Danton Heinen, season ranking of 291, rostered in 3% of leagues. He's also on that second line and that second power play unit. He's got no PK time. And the third and final streamer from the Pittsburgh Penguins for this week that I want to recommend is John Marino, season ranking of 388, rostered in 3% of leagues. He's currently playing on their second defensive line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. I like John Marino for this week. He's just got good deployments, and Pittsburgh's got a good schedule.
Charlie, while we're talking about Pittsburgh, I just want to make a note about Evan Rodriguez, who since the return of Evgeny Malkin has fallen off of a cliff. 0 points in his last 5 games, 0 points per 60 in his last 5 games, really regressing back to his career averages with the reduced deployment and the reduction of playing with Sidney Crosby. I mean, I know that you had recently made a move trying to sell high on Evan Rodriguez, Charlie. You managed to pick up Lucas Raymond in a 1-for-1. How do you feel about that deal?
I feel good about it now. When I first made the trade, I was a little skeptical because Raymond has cooled off since his incredible start. He's not exactly getting peripherals like hits and blocks, which is something that my team does kind of need. But also Rodriguez wasn't doing that for me. Yeah, with Rodriguez's deployment on the third line, second power play, and not getting a point, I'm totally fine with that trade. I'm actually happy about it.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. You definitely sold high and maybe bought a little low on Raymond, or maybe bought him at his proper value. We have one more team to go through, the Vegas Golden Knights. You should take a look at William Karlsson, who's currently slotted in on the first line forward as well as the first power play and PK. Season ranking 483, only 25% rostered. Season ranking is low because he spent a lot of time out of the lineup. Riley Smith, season ranking of 90, is only rostered in 54% of league. First line forward, first power play unit, first PK.
It's crazy.
Got to take a look at that. That's a lot of value if he's available. Even Karlsson, man, like that season ranking is too low considering who he actually is. Mm-hmm. Brayden McNabb, season ranking 331, rostered in 17% of league, first line defenseman. No power play, but he gets that first PK. Brayden McNabb is the guy to look for when you want blocks, and Dumoulin from the Penguins isn't available in free agency.
Yeah.
Finally, Dylan Coughlin, season ranking 459. Not rostered in any percent of leagues. First line defenseman, second power play unit, second PK. And that is all of our stream suggestions to try and maximize value in the upcoming NHL schedule. The stream strategy for this week, we have a fairly normal NHL schedule to follow, and that's saying the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday are your off nights, which you should be aiming for streamers, and then your Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are busy days that'll likely have not a lot of spots available to stream.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, what is your stream strategy for this week?
My stream strategy for this week is to pick up a couple of players from Boston, Carolina, and Colorado, and then holding them because they got the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. I think I'm just going to use all my pickups on players from those teams, or I'm going to try to use all my pickups from players from those teams on Monday and just hold them for the week. Add myself a whole bunch of games to my roster.
Yeah, I'm looking at Alex Newhook. Valeri Nichushkin there's a ton of value there if he's available. I would take a look at Martin Natchez if he's available. Seth Jarvis is good to take a go. Yeah, honestly, just any of those three teams and picking up and holding them as possible.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to be it for me, though.
I think that's going to be it from us. Thank you for listening to the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast brought to you by Good Hockey Podcast. Check out pucklegends.ca for cool shirts like this. They've been dealing with some legal issues recently and are no longer able to sell designs based around current and active NHL players. So this Austin Matthews t-shirt is no longer available, but they recently came out with a bunch of cool designs such as Daniel Alfredson, Willie O'Ree, Charlie, you're gonna love this one, David Ayres.
Nice.
Yeah, and Pavel Burr. I just gonna show quick the David Ayres
legendary Zamboni driver. Yeah, that's a nice looking tee.
Shirts are about $24 Canadian, and if you use the code GOODHOCKEY, you get free shipping. This was a long one.
It was a long one.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. If you liked it, then like it.
Yeah.
Subscribe for more. You know how to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're smart, folks.
Good luck in your weeks. Best of luck with fantasy.
Okay, bye.
Peace.